All right, we desire your prayer. Let's open in the book of Psalms. We'll be in Psalms a lot this morning. Most of my message is out of the book of Psalms. Well, there's only one other place besides Psalms, and that's in Daniel. So you'll go back and forth in Psalms. I want to ask you a question to start with. What is the greatest thing that you've ever done for another individual? Are individuals. Think about it a minute. What's the greatest thing you've ever done? And if you did that, and they give you a thank you or praised you, would you not appreciate that? Have you ever give a compliment to somebody at a mall that does the gender work? I love to do that in Shawnee Mall. I walk there some. Of course, I do gender work. I know what they're going through. And they're getting where some of them know me. But I tell them, I said, I appreciate what you're doing. I thank you for that. Because I got a 3/4 mile walk, work, and I don't have quite that much distance to cover. And they do all kind of things, from the trash to the floors and the bathrooms and so forth. And so it's nice to be able to have somebody appreciate what you're doing. And I'm not saying any of this for me now. This is all going to be for the Lord. All right, the 40th Psalm. 40th Psalm is where we want to start. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock. He established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works, which thou hast done, and thy thoughts, which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears have thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. Now then the 5th verse, he said, many. Think about what God has done for you. Think about what God has done for the world. He created it. He set it all in order. He holds it in order. He controls everything. He's a great God. This morning, I was reading recently in Psalms 93 in one of my morning worships. Brother Curtis Williams had posted something on the deal where we put our prayer request on, the ministers do. And he had taken a picture of the morning sunrise. I'd taken 3 of the same sunrise that morning because I didn't think I was getting a good one, so I kept shooting pictures. But I was reading this, it said, the Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he had girded himself. The world also established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou from everlasting. And so this morning, God is God. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He loves you and I this morning. He gave his life for you and I. He done everything he can do to get you to this place that right now, where you're at this morning, in spirit, heart, soul, and mind. He done everything to perfect us and to help us and to work with us all the way down through our lives. And it said here, many, O Lord, are thy wonderful works. Listen, this morning, you and I may think, well, I done something for so-and-so. But listen, folks, this morning, we've got a God that created everything. We've got a God that holds everything. If he didn't hold the oceans would just override the earth. But there's boundaries set by the power of God to keep those oceans to come and go. I've gone down the East Coast many, many times. I've looked at them coming in. I've looked at them going out. I've seen the difference and so forth. I've been out in the boats in the edge of the ocean, in the waterway canals there, and looked at it. We've been there when the tide's up, when the tide's down. We've been there when the fishing been good, been there when the fishing been mad. But the bottom line is, God is a great God, and he does a lot of things. Now he said he brought me up. Also out of a horrible pit, out of miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and he established my going. You and I are settled where we're at this morning because of God. And nobody else. And he said, and he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Now my thought this morning is praising God. Do you and I, could we be counted guilty of praising God a lot? If people was to watch us and said here, put a new song in our mouth, even praise unto God, many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. They hear a new song, a new type of song, a new way that you and I operate, the way we sing, what we do, even praise unto our God. And people see that and they think that person different than what they used to be. There is something that is different. They're not the same. They're praising. They're rejoicing. There's got joy. They've got peace. They've been brought up, brought out. They're set on a solid rock. They're established. They're going. Something has happened to them. They're different. Could we be accused of praising God this morning? Could we be given a ticket for praising God, so to speak? Could they charge us and say, you're a God that prayer, a person that praises God, a woman, a man, a boy, a girl, whatever it might be. How much do we praise God this morning? And I'm not talking about just in service. I like to see that too. But the bottom line is in our daily life, on the job, in the family, around the neighborhood, or in the businesses. Do they ever hear you and I go, thank the Lord or praise God? Do they hear that? Would they say something different about him? Let's go to 107 of Psalms. And about the 7th verse. 107. 9th verse. He satisfied the longing soul and he filled the hungry soul with goodness. Such as set in darkness in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. Because they rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord. They cried unto the Lord. And in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. And he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. God is due our praise this morning. You cannot praise him enough. If you praised him 24 hours a day, all you ever done was praise God, that would not be enough for just salvation alone. And that don't even include all the blessings he gives us. Just the salvation alone. What he suffered. You and I cannot praise God enough. You cannot give him enough adoration and praise and reverence and respect for what he's done. For the bottom line is the price that he paid and the things that he done was so great, so mighty, and so high. Just in bringing us a plan of salvation. Listen, folks, he brought us up and out. He set our feet on a rock. He took us out of the dark dungeons of sin. He allowed us to be brought down to the bottom. But bless God, he delivered us and worked with us and helped us. And he done what nobody else could do for us. Praise God. We ought to praise God this morning. Oh, he done what nobody else could do. He said there that such and set in darkness in the shadow of death. Remember the darkness that you was in, being bound in affliction iron. They had rebelled against the works of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Listen, folks, this morning, we were not a bunch of fine creatures. We were in the depths of the mulligrams of sin. We were bound. We were wrapped. We were chained. We were in the prison house. We were down in a very low spot. And there's only one person could bring us out. And that Jesus Christ and him crucified. And he brought us up and he delivered us. And he blessed us and helped us. And done what nobody else could do for you and I. Oh, today. He said he brought down their heart with labor. And they fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. They cried. I'm thankful this morning that he's willing to hear. And he saved them out of their distresses. And he brought them out of darkness. How many of you like darkness? How many of you has been down in a cave where you can't even see your hand in front of your face? They turn the lights off and it's dark, real dark. Have you ever been down there and seen it, felt it? It just kind of gets all over you, so to speak. Just kind of climbs on you or gets around you real close. All that darkness is real, clinging to you, so to speak. And you want the light again. Listen, folks, I know some of you have been in here saved quite a few years. You used to be like that. You didn't have the light. You didn't have the understanding. You didn't have the blessing. You didn't have what we've got. And today we've got what we've got. And we ought to praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness. The goodness of God leadeth man to repentance. His wonderful works to you and I. His wonderful thing when He brought us up and brought us out. And He gave us light, praise God. And blessed us and solidified us, so to speak. Put us on something solid where we'd be stable. Listen, there's a lot of unstable people in the world today. And it takes God to bring them to stability. To put them on a solid rock and establish their going and give them something where that they could be stable and not up and down and in and out and this way and that way. Oh, it takes God to do that. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, are we praising Him enough today? Are we saying, Lord, thank You. I praise You for what You've done. You have been good to me, Lord, and I appreciate that. Let's go to the 18th chapter of Psalms. 18 and 3, I think it is. 18 and 3 says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my iniquity, from my enemies. Worthy means deserving, having worth or excellence, possessing worth or excellence of quality. Listen, folks, this morning, Jesus deserves to be praised this morning. God deserves to be praised this morning for what He's done for you and I. All right, let's go to 111 of Psalms in the first verse. 111 and 1. Praise ye the Lord. I'll praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious. His righteousness endureth forever. He had made His wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear Him. He will ever be mindful of His covenant. Now He said here, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, my whole being, my righteous being that God has saved and redeemed and brought about. I'm going to praise God totally, completely, from the depth of my heart, praise God. Are we doing that this morning? Is it bubbling up? Do we show it? Now it said here in the assembly and in the congregation. Now I don't want to be hard on anybody, but I think sometimes you and I is a little bit too quiet in service sometimes. We ought to rejoice. We ought to praise God. And we weren't overly abundant back in, but when a certain fella come our way and a certain fella left in the 80s and took a bunch of people with him, it even stuck us under another deal because they were real emotional. And then we thought, we can't take of that spirit, so we're not going to say anything now. Lord help us. And I'm not condemning. I don't mean to be anyway. But it just after Danny Lane pulled away, it seemed like everybody even got quieter than what they were. And we wasn't a bunch of noisy people to start with. Brother Charles Smith, they said, was in a meeting one time. And the Lord was just pouring it out on the meeting. And he jumped up and started rejoicing and praising God. He said he turned around and looked. There were about 100 people on their feet rejoicing. Praise God. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see that. That would have been a real blessing. I've seen it in a small scale. I've heard it and felt it down through the years. But listen, folks, today, you and I can't praise Him enough in the congregation, at home, on the job, going down the street, whatever it might be, we can't praise Him enough for what He's done for us this morning. Oh, today, are we praising Him with our whole heart, total being, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Listen, we have a lot of blessings and a lot of joy from the works of God. It don't take a whole lot to make a saint happy. You know, people of the world, they got to have this, 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 and this, and you just give us some good food and so forth, we'd be a pretty happy bunch of people.
I mean, we got to have a home. I know that. I got to have cars. I know that. But we're not reaching out after all that stuff. We're reaching out after God. We want the Lord. We want His presence. We want His blessings. We want His glory. Well, to have all that, shouldn't we praise Him in return for what He's done for you and I? Sure we should. His work is honorable, glorious, His righteousness endureth forever. Now listen, folks, today we have what we have because the plan of salvation goes on and on. It never stops. It said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. He has set this in place for you and I all the way till we get to the other side. It's solid. It's rock solid. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It's something that will take us all the way through death, all the way to the other side, and bless us all the way through. Praise God. We ought to praise Him with our whole heart this morning. Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. All right, let's go to 147 of Psalms. 147 of Psalms in the first verse. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. Now Clark says on this, it says praise is comely. It is decent, benefiting, and proper that every intelligent creature should acknowledge the Supreme Being. All right, Gill says on this, praise is comely, is due to the Lord, and becomes His people to give it to Him. It is but the reasonable service and a beautiful and lovely sight. It is to see the chosen, redeemed, and called of the Lamb, harping with their harp, so to speak, and singing the song of redeeming love. Praise God. And listen, this morning, not all of us shout and rejoice. Some people are bubbling over crying. You can look around when everything is really, really hitting on all eight cylinders, as Sister Abadna said one night in there in Shawnee. Oh, the songs are so rich. And she goes, we're hitting on all eight cylinders tonight. We was. And some people sitting there and the tears are streaming. And some of us is going, praise God. It doesn't matter how you do it. Do it. That's the deal. The Lord reads the heart. He knows the heart, the mind, the soul, and the spirit. He knows when you and I are rejoicing in our way, praise God. A lot of people are not as emotional as other people are. But the bottom line is, do something. Praise the God of heaven, the one that created, the one that put you and I here, the one that's blessed us and kept us and helped us and fed us and done all these things for us. He is due our praise this morning. Praise is comely. Oh, this morning, it's pleasant and praise is comely. All right, let's get down to 119:171 of Psalms. 119:171. He said, my lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. Now you and I can read all kind of books. And probably some of us that like to read have read a lot of books. There is some people have a lot of books, own a lot of books. I boxed up, I don't know how many boxes of books that Rebecca Ann owns. Don't even know what to do with them. And still got a slew up here and there and yonder. Got lots of books she did. She loved to read. Well, a book is a book. The Bible is the Bible. It's the eternal Word of God. His statutes are worthy to be praised. You and I can't get a hold of this without Him. When He gave us light and understanding, then's when this started opening up to us and helped us to be able to see, hey, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm beginning to see that. And this scripture and that scripture. He can take one scripture and give it to you one time and you get something out of it. Give it to you another time and give you something else out of it. Because He's God. He wrote it. He's got all power in heaven and earth. He's got all the wisdom, the understanding. And He can help you and I by His light and His understanding to know what the statutes say. What the Word says. What the law says. Where you and I will be able to get into it and say, praise God for His Word this morning. How much do you know of the Word of God? Did it not come from Him? What about the nights that you and I was laying, meditating in His Word?
are on the job or riding in the car. Brother Salmon said one time he got so blessed, said he just wanted to stop the car and get out and shout on the side of the street, praise God. That'd been fine, praise God. Listen, you and I can't get this without the help of the Holy Ghost and the power of God. So we ought to praise Him for a statute. This is what has blessed us, encouraged us, inspired us, challenged us, condemned, stirred us, dealt with us, gets down to the bottom. Well, let me get that scripture in Hebrews 4:12. It said, how did it go here? It said the word of the Lord. Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing center of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Oh, today it gets down in. It blesses. One minister was a janitor. This wasn't me. This is somebody else. And the Lord gave him a message one day. And he got so blessed that he was dust mopping, and that dust mop was just a fly, and he was just rejoicing and praising God because of what the Lord had given him. Giving him something out of the Word of God. One minister said, he thought, well, David Madden, I understand, I never knew the brother. He died before I got saved. But he had preached, I guess, several years. And he said one day, he said, Lord, I preached everything there is to preach. And the Lord spoke to him and said, child, I got thousands of messages you ain't even touched yet. You ain't even preached. Oh, today God can take nothing and make a world out of it. He can give us anything He wants out of this book right here. He can enlighten you and uplift you and do things, open it to you. Sometimes it may take time. Sometimes it may come instantly. But the bottom line is we ought to praise Him for His statutes, for His word, for His law, and thank Him for what He's done for you and I, what He's given us. Praise God. All right, let's go to Daniel, 2nd chapter. Daniel 2nd chapter and 20th verse. Daniel here, wise man, because of the power of God. He said here in, let's go to 2:19 of Daniel. Said, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His. He changes the time and the seasons. He removeth kings, setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knoweth and knowledge to them that know no understanding. He revealeth the deep and the secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with Him. Then He says, I thank Thee, and I praise Thee, O Thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, has made known unto me now what we desired of Thee, for Thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Said he blessed the God of heaven because God had given him something in the night vision. In a night vision. And he said, for wisdom and might are His. What does the Bible say? Is it over in James? It said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who give to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He has got all the wisdom. Last summer at Monarch, we were sitting, singing and everything. I don't remember what the song was or anything, but I got to thinking about God. I got to thinking about how great God is. And then the thought came to me, well, just how great is God? I thought about that a minute. I thought, He's just as great as we need Him to be. He can go down here. He can go up here. There's nothing in the avenue of the ladder that Sister Mary McDonald likes to sing about. There's nothing on that He can't do from the bottom to the top. If you need a little key found, He can find your key. Help you find the key. If you need a cancer healed, if you need $1 million, if you need a new home, if you need Him to stop the rain, if you need Him to turn a tornado, if you need Him to stop a vicious animal, if you need Him to heal an animal, if you've got a child sick or wife sick or husband sick, He can do anything, praise God. God is great this morning. He's got great wisdom, and He'll give it to you and I and help you and I to know what to do and how to do. And He said, I thank Thee and praise Thee, O God, my Father, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me what we desired of thee. How many times has he come down and unveiled what you needed him to unveil to you? Brother Phelps, did you ever lose any sleep on the install job trying to figure out what to do the next day? I thought I was the only one. I heard some others talk about, no, I ain't the only one doing this. I've had the Lord come down, sit there and can't sleep trying to figure it all out, put it all together because I wasn't a Gillenbeck or a Gibson or a Mitchell. I'm just a little shaper and out there in the big old job and I'm working on it and maybe I was a lead man. And the Lord began to open it up to me in the depths of the night. Oh, today, God can give us anything that we need as far as wisdom. He is the God of everything. And that's carpenter work, all the way to mechanic work and to cooking. Now they have a site, and I don't know a whole lot about it. I'm getting a little more understanding. I think they call it Pinterest. And I said something to one of the workers at the deal at the auto mall, and she goes, "Well, Carl," she said, "Yeah, I know about Pinterest." And she said, "I used to use it when I didn't have much food in the house, and I'm trying to figure out recipes that tell you what you can do, this, 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 this." She said, "It's wonderful." God's better than Pinterest. Amen. He's bigger, better. He's got more wisdom. Listen, sisters, I know sometimes you get up against a barrel or you're back against the wall and you go, "How am I going to do this? How am I going to make it work?" And the Lord can say, "Well, you can put this there and that in there and do this and do that and you can make it work." And it may not be a filet mignon at Cattleman's Restaurant, but folks, it keeps soul and body together. Praise God. Oh, the wisdom of God is greater than any wisdom in the world. There are some intelligent men, but they got what they've got from God. You've got the intellect you've got the mentality you've got it from God. Everything we got come from Him, and we need to praise Him for what He's done for us. Oh, Daniel said, "I praise Thee." Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord this day for what God has done for you and I. All right, let's finish up in the good book of Psalms. Let's go to 138 and 1. 138 and 1 of Psalms. And pray for me, please. "I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I'll worship for thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet he hath respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off." Now he says here, "I will sing praise unto thee. I'll worship toward thy holy temple. Praise thy name for thy loving kindness." How many of you love his loving kindness? I think it's 31 and 3. Let me see here. 33 and 3. 31 and 3 of Jeremiah said, "The Lord hath appeared unto me, saying, Yea, I've loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee." Oh, today, don't we thank the Lord for his loving kindness? Have you ever chastised your children and found out you made a mistake? You didn't do it quite right. You maybe allowed one child to listen, or you listened to one child more. And they were actually the one doing it, not the other, and that you give the spanking to or whatever. Oh, today, listen, his loving kindness is wonderful this morning. His love, his mercy, his pity, his compassion is great to be praised this morning. He's had such loving kindness. Have you ever had him come down after he chastised you and picked you up and held you, so to speak? Loved you give you something good to encourage you and inspire you. Listen, folks, he may chastise us. He wants his sons and not bastards. But the bottom line is, he doesn't want you and I to go down. He wants to do everything he can do to get us to heaven. He wants us to go to heaven worse than we do. And he's going to do everything he can to pick us up. In the poem, it said he just picked him up and carried him in the lowest times. Praise God. Oh, today it's because of his loving kindness. You and I are here because of his loving kindness. We're here, we're blessed, we're encouraged, we're uplifted because of his loving kindness. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Oh, in the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Listen, folks, today, the very fact that he answers our prayers means we ought to praise him. How many prayers have you had him answer through life? Sometimes you prayed very quickly and he answered real quickly. Or you might have sought him and prayed quite a bit and he came along after a while and answered that prayer. He has led you, guided you, he's strengthened you, he's given you everything you needed. Sometimes we didn't know what we were going to do. Our backs were against the wall. We didn't know which way to go. Moses, he had the Red Sea ahead of him. He had Pharaoh behind him. And he thought, Lord, what am I going to do now? And Lord, you just hold out your staff and hit the wall. It parted and they went across on dry ground. How great they are! The God of all glory. He's a great God today. He answered prayer. He brought them out. He's still bringing people out of Babylon. He's still bringing people out of sin. He's still saving and sanctifying and satisfying and doing things. And he said, we ought to praise him for praise is comely this morning. Are we praised him enough for his loving kindness? For thy truth. Oh, for the truth. Listen, folks, there's people still want the truth today. Have you ever been in meetings when people said, thank God for the truth? They've been looking for it and searching for it. And they say over the highs and the lows and here and there and in and out. I've gone to this church and that church. I've done this. I've read that. I've been reaching out for the truth for years and I couldn't find it. And now I've got it. Praise God. Praise God for the truth. And you and I have had it all of our lives. Some of you, all you know is the truth of the Word of God. You've heard it preached since you was a child. You've known it because of mom and daddy or grandma or grandma or grandpa. They've taught it to you. They've blessed you with it. Praise God. Listen, folks, today we ought to say praise God for the truth today. He said there, he said, how's that scripture go? He said, we should know the truth and the truth shall what? Make us free. That truth has done something for you and I. He's given it to us. Praise God. He's used it. He's blessed it to us. He's unshackled us. He's unclamored us. He's done everything he needed to do with it. And the truth has set us free and made us where we're at today. Praise God. Oh, thank the Lord for the truth this morning. Thank the Lord for the truth. Praise God. Oh, he answered me and strengthened me. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee. Now then, it said there he'd make kings and priests out of us, didn't he? We are kings and priests unto God. Oh, today the kings should be praising the great God of heaven. All right, let's move to Psalms 21. Psalms 21. We're wrapping on down here. We'll be through in a little bit. Pray for us. 21 and 13. 21 and 13. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. How many of us like power? How many of us have driven some of these big old tractors and dropped them rippers down, or the chisels down, or the plows down, or the disc down? I'll get it right in a minute. Dropped them down, and that engine just goes right on. If you need a little more throttle, you pull it down. One of the greatest sounds to me that there is the roar of them big jet engines. As they reached out and they bring the jets out off the terminal and they bring it out on the tarmac and they get lined up and they're ready to go. One time we were there and I never had a pilot do this, and I've flown a number of times in my life, starting in 1971, I think it was, flew to Louisiana, to New Orleans. Anyway, usually they come around the curves and they get on the runway ready to go. And they sat there a moment, they reach and they grab them throttles and they pull them down, and them old jet engines start roaring, and they let off them brakes and away we go. This fella didn't do that. Before we got into the curve, he started pulling down on the throttles. And that old jet just went around that curve and roared wherever we went. Woo! He took us off. And them old big things, them roaring, and they thing begin to lift off the ground. And I start praying before he gets off the ground that we don't hit the ground somewhere down between we hit the ground at the right spot. I praise God for the power that he's got that's greater than anything. Sister Angela Gillenbeck, Busby Gillenbeck, got married, Brother Dan. About a month later, I don't know, it might have been 2 months, it wasn't too long. After she married Danny, she preached her first message. I was privileged to be at the wedding and to hear the first message too. And you know what she preached her first message on? That's been a good number of years ago. She preached on the power of God. Never forget it, on the power of God. I can't tell you all about the message, but that was the title of it. And what she preached on was the power. This morning, we ought to thank God for his power this morning. We ought to praise him for his power. Listen, folks, God is God. He has all power. He has all greatness. And he said, so we will sing and praise thy power. What do we need this morning? He's still controlling everything. Listen, jets are great. Tractors are great. Race cars are great, so to speak. Cars are great. Pickups are great. But God is greater. He's got more power. He looks down. You can get up in the top, or I say the top, as high as you can go in the Empire State Building, and your taxi cabs are clear across in between the buildings at the stoplights look about that long. You get up about 35,000 feet in the air, you can't even see it. And yet God can read the very thoughts and intents of our heart. He knows every hair on our head. He knows exactly what we're thinking, what we're saying. He knows our phone number, our address. He knows everything in our house. He knows every book we own. He knows every car we have. He knows all the money that's in the bank. He knows everything about us because of his power and his majesty and his glory. Are we praising him enough this morning? Are we praising him enough for his power? Oh, when he come down, we was in an altar prayer. And we said, God, have mercy on us and save us. That's what Brother Salmon said. He had prayed and prayed and prayed. He said he couldn't get anywhere. And finally he just said, God, have mercy on me. If you can do anything for me, have mercy on me. And when he said that, God saved him and brought him up. And he sat up and started laughing and praising God for what God had done. There is people, and maybe you were there, that thought, I can never get it. I can't quit this. I can't quit that. I can't get victory. I can't be saved. I can't be sanctified. I can't get anything. But there's a God with all power. He can do anything we need him to do. Heart, soul, mind, and body. He can give food when it needs. He can give money when it's needed. He can give cars when they're needed, trucks when they're needed, rides when they're needed. He can give a stamp or he can give $1 million. He's got all power. He brought a fish up. He said, get the fish, and reach in his mouth, and there was a coin in there. Oh, he took the water and he made it into wine. He's got all power, saints, to do anything we need him to do. What do we need this morning? Praise God. The jets can take you halfway across the country in 3 and 4 hours. I've flown basically from coast to coast in my day in one run. Flown all the way to Alaska, all the way to Puerto Rico, all the way to Hawaii. One preacher said, a radio preacher, I heard him say way back yonder, he said, the higher I get, the more I want to praise God. Well, I can see that. I can see that, but folks, we can praise God right down here and He can hear us just as well as we at 35,000 feet. Oh, are we praising Him for His power? What's He done for you with His power? Donald Trump doesn't know any of us in here. Bill Gates doesn't know anybody in here. Warren Buffett doesn't know anybody in here. But God knows everyone. He's a friend of everyone. He's got all the power that you need Him to have to help you. What do you need this morning? What do you need? He's done blessed Brother Frankie. He's done blessed Brother Galen. He's done all kinds of things for you and I because of His power. I know I was going to get into all this on power. But Lord, help us this morning to praise God for His power. They throttled them big old jet engines back, and what can go 600 miles an hour can set totally still. God has power, and He can control it any way He wants to. Brother Bobby Forbes had a vision one time. And he said in the vision, he said he saw a board. And on the board was all kinds of switches and knobs and everything. He said there was two white hands, or two hands with white gloves on. He said they were controlling all of this. And the Lord spoke to him and said, I'm controlling everything in the whole world. Something like that. I'm taking care of all of it. Doesn't it, I'm using a wild term here, doesn't it blow your mind, so to speak, to think about all that God does? How He can take Brother Michael, take care of Brother Michael over there, and take care of us all over here, and He can get out in the depths of the night. He can heal people in their own cries. He can save people to their own cries. He knows any language. He knows any culture. He knows how to deal with you and I in the smallest or the greatest way. He can eat with the greatest king, so to speak, or He can eat with a sinner on the street. He done it. How was He said? I eat with publicans and sinners, didn't He say? But yet He can sit down with Pilate. He can sit down with Herod. He can sit down with any of them. It didn't matter. He's able to do anything He needs to do because of His power, because of His intellect, because of His wisdom, because of His glory, because of being God. He was there when, was it Belshazzar that was having that feast and ended up, God changed him into a creature outside eating grass and so forth, the hand and so forth. With Daniel, He was right there. He eats with you and I. He eats with Donald Trump in the White House. He eats at Mar-a-Lago when he's down there. He knows what's going on. He sits at the heads of the tables of the great states of statesmen and kings and queens. And no matter what it is or who it is, He's right there. How can He do that? Because He's a spirit. He can be anywhere. He can do anything. He said, I praise Him because of His power. Like I said, I didn't know I was going to get into all this on power, but I'm enjoying myself. Are you praising Him enough for His power? For what He's doing? How He's doing it? Like I said, He can pull the throttles down or He can push them up. He can get in there in the quiet of a room to a child that's in great distress of having to do it. He can bring His presence down. He doesn't blow the whole house up. He doesn't blow us out the door, so to speak, but He lowers His presence and answers the prayer. And when the four of us got up and walked out of there, the child was well. That's God. He can do anything. Praise God, He can do anything. I'm preaching myself this morning too. He can do anything. Anything you need Him to do this morning, He can do. No matter how big it is or how small it is. All right, let's go to 145 and 1. I'm trying to quit. 145 and 1. I will extol Thee, my God, O King. I'll bless Thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless Thee, and I'll praise Thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. And thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. When you and I come to the end, and our children, our families looking over our body, could they say, that was a person of praise? I never knew Brother Fred Pruitt. I've heard a lot of good things about him. But I've heard this story, and I've used it many, many times. Somebody had given him the money to buy an electric razor. He had wanted one. Maybe he had prayed for it. I don't know for sure about that. But anyway, he went to the store to get it, knew where one was at for sale. And so the guy had it up on a shelf, had to climb up a ladder to get to it. Now then, usually you got to get out on your knees and look at them. But so he climbs up the ladder, and Brother Fred's standing there, and he goes, "Praise God." And the guy looked down and said, "What are you praising the Lord for?" He said, "Because the Lord gave me the money to buy the razor." Now that may not seem like anything big to you and I, but it was to him. Are you and I praising God enough? He said, "Every day will I bless thee. I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts." Listen, saints, I'm talking about us. It's past 50 now. You and I need to be known and to show the new ones that we can praise him. Let them know. Show it. Let them know it. Rebecca Ann was a quiet, reserved woman. But when she got into her nervous breakdown, and I never did hear her praising God much before 07, in the house anyway. But when she got in her nervous breakdown, every once in a while I'd hear her go, "Praise God." The Lord had blessed her. And she's just bubbling over, so to speak, and rejoicing and thankful. Listen, that needs to be with a nervous breakdown and without a nervous breakdown. With a sickness and without a sickness. With money and without money. We can praise God in a one-room shack. I don't know much about it. But there was a man that went up into Alaska in a certain area. I can't find it on the map. I looked the other night. I can't find it. So somehow it's eluding me. And I got a map of Alaska when I was up there. Anyway, he went up there and he built him a cabin. And he lived up there as a hermit, basically, for 30 years. But everybody wanted to meet him. They heard about this guy living in Alaska all by himself. And he was up in years. He quit when he was 80 or 82. So he had to start about 50, 52 when he went up there. So he wasn't a youngster when he went up there. And he loved it. But there would be people flying from the Park Service. Word got out. There was a book written. I want to get the book if I can. And I'm thinking about it anyway. I want to read it because Alaska intrigues me. And he lived that solitary life. I don't know how he did it. Loneliness drives me nearly crazy. But he must have been a real type of a hermit, so to speak. If you want to say it that way. In other words, he didn't have to have a lot of sociality to survive. He didn't have to have that. But those people can praise God. No matter whether there's 100 around or whether there's one person, God still wants you and I to praise Him. And to exalt Him and to lift Him up and to bless Him. Whether we're in a great crowd or whatever. They said that if He liked you, He would invite you over for a cup of tea. Well, the Lord wants you and I to invite. He wants you and I to let people know that there's a God that loves us and we need to praise Him. We appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers this morning. Pray for me.